You got it? Psalm 131? Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor my eyes lofty. Neither do I concern myself with great matters, nor with things too profound for me. Surely I have calmed and quieted my soul like a weaned child with his mother. Like a weaned child is my soul within me. O Israel, hope in the Lord from this time forth and forever. It's just this little psalm. Psalm 131. Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor my eyes lofty. Neither do I concern myself with great matters, nor with things too profound for me. You know, I was not created to worry about stuff. I was not created to try and figure out things that I can't figure out. The psalmist saying here, Lord, my heart's not haughty, nor my eyes lofty, neither do I concern myself with great matters, nor with things too profound for me. God wants us to be like little children who are just happy to rest in the arms of their God and not try and fuss and work out things. You know, my father, he's not yet saved, hallelujah, used to say about me because I was, from when I was little, he'd say, she's not created for things of this earth, because I'd be forgetful about all sorts of things. He'd say, she's away with the fairies. You know, but actually I was not away with the fairies. But he was right in that I was not created for the things of this earth. I was created to breathe, like Jason Upton would say, the pure oxygen of heaven. That's what I'm created for. It doesn't mean that I don't have to take responsibility and fulfill my responsibilities, because, you know, as Christians, we have to walk in integrity. We got to do what we say we're going to do. If you say sign up for a MasterCard, you got to pay it on time, because you got to do what you're told. You know, you got to be people of integrity. You don't go saying, "Oh God, pay off my MasterCard debt and then fill it up with a whole lot of more stuff." That's not what I'm talking about. But I am saying you are not made to worry about it. We're made to take responsibility for the things that we're responsible for, but we're not made to be concerning ourselves with stuff that we can't change and we can't fix. God wants us to be children who will just look full in his wonderful face. See, the Bible says, set your mind and keep them set on things that are above. Colossians. The Bible talks about that word, set your mind, is phroneo, which means to entertain, fill your thoughts with things that are above. And you know, very often there's a competition going on for our brain. But your mind, when you're a born-again believer, does not belong to you. I am not my own. I am bought with a price. And you know, you need to be like this psalmist and say, look, I'm going to calm my soul. Have a look in verse 2. It says, surely I have calmed and quieted my soul. You need to take authority over the things that would come, the weighty matters that would try and weigh you down and concern you. You need to say, no, no, soul, stop it. Just stop it. Don't go there. If there's worries and concerns, I don't know about you, but when there's worries and concerns, I'll be in the shower thinking about it. I'll be lying in the bed and thinking about it. And it occupies my mind. And my mind was not created to be occupied with these things. God wants to occupy my mind with the dreams that he has for me. He wants me to be occupied with things above so that I know what it is that I have, because I have access to heaven, and my job, my only job, is to be a conduit to let what is in heaven be released on earth. And so the major priority for me, number one priority, is to be fully aware of the greatness of the inheritance that God has, that God wants to be me to, my mind to be set on the abundance of his house, on what is up there in glory, on his majesty, on who he is, Christ the healer, who Christ is in me, that I might be able to release what he is, the kingdom of God. Because the Bible said, lay hands on the sick and tell them that the kingdom has come upon them. If I'm not aware, continuously aware of the kingdom, then how do I release the kingdom? How do I tell them that the kingdom of God's come upon you? God wants us to be unclogged vessels. He doesn't want us filled up with worries and concerns. He says, calm your soul. Tell your soul to be quiet. Take every thought captive that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ. Cast down vain imaginations. And just determine, I'm not going to concern myself with weighty things. Weighty things are heavy things. They're things that bog you down. Oh, and then when you talk to somebody, how are you? I'm fine. Oh, actually, oh, God, this worry. You don't have to scratch the surface very hard when somebody is carrying a weighty concern. I'm certainly not minimizing concerns and saying there aren't some very real issues that people deal with. I understand that. But, you know, you were not created to carry it. You were not created to carry it. You were not created for things of this earth. You were not created for it. You know, I have to tell myself, and those thoughts like would come at me like mosquitoes and try and harass me over and over again. I have to tell them, excuse me, I'm taken. I am not going to bed with this concern. I am not going to spend my waking hours talking to this concern. I'm not going to spend my waking hours making up speeches about how unjust that was or how justice needs to prevail in this situation. Has anyone ever done that? Made written speeches in your head? And then you recite them over and over and over and over and over, and nothing changes. No matter how marvelous the speech is, and no matter how justified you are in your position, it does nothing except upset you. Occupy your time and steal from you when God wants to release to you glory. I'm created for glory. I'm created to live up there. That's what I'm created for. And so I have to say, look, I'm taken. I'm not going to come into idolatry with you, thought. I'm not going to let you take more time than my mind being set. So this is how I fix it. This is what I do when the weights try and come. I simply go, okay, God, this is the weight, this is the problem. Lord, I ask you, Father, Lord, and I say whatever the problem is, Lord, I pray that you will do this. Lord, I ask that you will take this and that you'll sort this particular situation out. I get specific, I make my prayers and petitions known to God, and then I let it go. And then if it tries to come back again, I say, taken. It's taken. My mind's taken. I belong to somebody else. I'm not created. I'm not created for things of this earth. I'm not going to mess with stuff that is not made for me. I'm not even going to try and figure out how that should happen. I'm not going to worry one more minute about that injustice that needs to get fixed. I'm going to say, God, here I am. I feel that this is very unjust, Lord. Will you take care of this, Lord? Take care of this for me, Lord. Sort this situation out for me. And that's it. Because Philippians says, this is how you have peace. Be anxious about nothing, but in everything, with prayer and petition, make your requests known to God. And then what'll happen? The peace of God will guard your heart and mind and say, she's taken. Anything else? You see, the enemy comes in and tries to swamp you with weighty matters. Whoa, you got to think about this a bit more. And I'm not saying you don't have to use your brain, but you know, you need to take authority. You need to be very diligent. You need to recognize that you can't just accept every visitor that comes. You can't let every bird that tries to perch on your head just sit there. James doesn't like birds. We were at O'Reilly's. Our families went up to O'Reilly's, and you know how they have all birds sit on you? The birds are trying to sit, and we think it's so cute. James goes, I don't like birds. He's a prophet. I don't like birds. Get the birds on my head. That's what you're going to do, though. No, that bird's not welcome. No, no. I wasn't created to have birds sit on my head. I wasn't created for weighty matters. Couldn't figure it out if I tried. Or things too lofty for me. Neither do I concern myself with great matters. Oh, the hours I have tried to concern myself with great matters. It's really quite silly. Because I can't fix it. I can't do anything. You know, even some people's concerns. I was blessed by a prophetic word that Ron and Denise brought this morning in the prayer meeting. You know, that I've even got to hold people's problems lightly. Because, you know, your heart of compassion, you know, oh, I'll think about it. My natural tendency is, oh, that poor person. Oh, God, that's so awful for them. Oh, and weighty matter. Good thing, not God thing. Because the enemy will sometimes come in and go, well, that's a good thing to think about. You're concerned for somebody else. No, you're concerned with a weighty matter that you can't fix. All you can do is give it to me, and I'd love to fix it. Let me fix it and stop thinking about it. I want you to lift your head. Because you can't do anything for them while you're trying to work out a weighty matter. What you can do is get repositioned. Remember who you are. You are a conduit. You are created to have your face in my face. You are created to see me in my glory. And you're created then to release that on earth. Oh yeah. That's good, God. I'm glad I'm created for that. You know, I don't think there's anybody actually created to work out weighty matters. I think God wants to fill you. If there's an answer to be found, it's found in Him. He'll give you witty ideas and solutions, but they won't come from, oh. Surely I have calmed and quieted my soul like a weaned child with his mother. Like a weaned child is my soul within me. I pull this psalm out on days where I need to have a weaned child day. And you know, I need that all the time. A weaned child is a child that's a little bit older, a little bit more mature. A child that's gone past the, oh, if you don't give me some food, I'm going to die. I'm sure I'm going to die. Quick, quick. It's a child that just wants the mother's company because they just want the company. I just like a cuddle. You know, and God just wants us to be people who would rest in the shadow of his wings, who dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. And when the enemy comes and roars and says, wah, look what's happening in the world. You're not going to have any money when you're old. Wah, look what's going to happen. You can go, oh good thing I'm not amongst them. I feel sorry for the world. That's sad for them. But I'm privileged. I really am. I'm privileged. I have something that they probably don't know about. I have a great big gourd wrapped around me, standing behind me, covering me. I'm surrounded by the favor of the Lord as with a shield. Whoever touches me touches him. He will contend with those who contend with me. Don't mess with me. It'd be really bad for you. See, I'm pretty special. I'm the bride of Christ. So are you. I love it. Yes, yes. I'm trying to provoke you to go, oh, me too. Yes, yes, you are. Yes. I'm his favorite. That's right. So are you. And when you understand that, then you stop worrying and you realize that the prowling lions outside can't come near you. They cannot come near your dwelling. Nothing shall by any means harm you. Is that the Bible? Is that what Psalm 91 says? I don't think some of you believe me. Let's just have a turn there for a second. I'll prove it to you. Look at this. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I'll say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him I will trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. That means you can take up the truth and say, no matter what you say, world, no matter what you say, situation, here's the truth. And you know, it says here, taking up, it talks about taking up your shield and buckler. It doesn't mean just sitting back and being a victim. It means taking it up and speaking the word. I declare it. You know, I speak and I say, I declare those things which be not as though they are, because I have what I say. I do. I prepare before I go away on a trip. I say, I'm healthy, I'm strong through this whole trip. I'm going to be completely healthy, strong and well. Many are going to be saved, healed and delivered. I'm not boasting or bragging. I am declaring and prophesying what will be. And my words have creative power because the living God lives in me. I take up my shield and buckler. Hallelujah. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night. There's a night that's on the earth. It's good. It's great because the light shines brightest in the night. The light shines brightest in the light, in the nighttime. That's when you can see the stars. And God's made us to shine like stars in the universe as we hold out the word of life. The darker it gets, the more opportunity we have to shine. Nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. That's what I speak. If my kids get a sniffle or have any sort of complaint, that's what I speak, and they know it. No plague shall come nigh our dwelling. You said, God, you said. The sickness just runs away very quick. I have to give my kids days off because they don't get sick. I do. Otherwise, you get jealous. Mom, how come we don't get enough? Well, you know, I don't ring the school and I tell them. You know, I don't say they're sick. I just say they're having a day off. I don't say that to boast. I tell you because this is your inheritance. This is your privilege. This is how you shine like a star in the universe. You don't want to mess with me, I tell you. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent. You shall trample underfoot. Amen. Hallelujah. It's good stuff. You can read that through. With long life he will satisfy me and show me his salvation. Hallelujah. All right. I'm just enjoying that. Back to Psalm 131, and I'll finish off with this. Surely I have calmed and quieted my soul like a weaned child with his mother, like a weaned child is my soul within me. O Israel, hope in the Lord from this time forth and forever. If you look at this psalm, look how he gets there. He says, okay, God, I give up. Lord, I'm not going to be arrogant and think I can work this out. I'm not going to have lofty thoughts or arrogant thoughts to think I can figure this out. I'm not going to make these speeches anymore because nobody's listening except the walls of the shower. I give up. God, you're smarter than me. And so, Lord, I'm not even going to worry about that. God, I'm just going to come and I'm going to enjoy your face. I'm going to enjoy your glory, God. I'm going to enjoy your presence. I desperately need him. I've got to have the joy of his presence because the joy of the Lord is my strength. I can do all of this stuff. I could prance up and down and quote the word and all this sort of stuff, but I'd run out of puff really quick if I didn't have the strength of his face. If I didn't have the strength of knowing his presence. See, you come to that place where you go, God, I surrender. I just want to come and I want to sit in your arms. I was speaking to Shampa Rice earlier this week, just on the email, and you know, they've been having terrible trouble in Orissa. Praise the Lord, the government has started to listen and the militants are now on the run. Thank you, Jesus. But there was many, many who were killed. And I was writing to her and she wrote back and said, I can't feel like I haven't got the strength, but praise God he doesn't ask me to be strong in my own strength. And you know, that's what God says. He says, I don't ask you to be strong in your own strength. I ask you to rest in the strength of my arms. I ask you to enter the rest of faith that has strength, has faith in the strength of my arms. The more you will surrender and give up, give up your working out of things, and the more you allow God to move on your behalf. God is looking for whom he can be strong, on whose behalf he can be strong. He's looking around for the people who'll say, God, you're smarter than me, I surrender. God, fix this situation. He'll go, I'd love to. You know, he's a holy husband. He feels jealous for you and he wants to defend you. He wants to take care of you. That's how he wants to be on your behalf. But if you're always running off and doing everything, God will sit and he'll wait until you come to him and go, God, help me. He says, I'm your ever-present help in time of need. God is just waiting to show himself strong on your behalf. Hallelujah. So we can't. The psalmist climbs up into the arms of God and says, "Lord, I come and I rest in your arms. I rest in your strength." And I've got to do that. I've got to do it every day. I've got to get alone with God, and I've got to shut the door, turn off the phone, and just be determined. This is what's going to happen now. I'm going to quiet my soul, and I'm going to look at Him. Psalm 27 says, one thing have I desired, this shall I seek. that I might dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life to gaze on his beauty. And then, you know, he says, it's just one page over if you've got the same Bible as me. Oh, actually, no, it's not. It's like 100 back. 27. I don't concern myself with weighty matters. Verse 4, one thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life to behold the beauty of the Lord and inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle, he shall hide me and set me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to God. He says, when I come and I determine this is what I am made for. This is my job, okay? Things are getting too much for me. What's my job? My job is to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord. Now, my enemies, they're down there. I'm up here. I will sing. Yes, I will sing. It's really not very complicated. And it's very freeing. Same thing, Psalm 131. He says, I'll get like a weaned child and I'm just going to stop it. I'm going to stop all that worrying. I'm going to stop all that fussing. I'm just going to quiet my soul. I'm going to come before you. I'm going to drink of the pure river of heaven. I'm going to drink of the river of your pleasures. I'm going to let you restore my soul. I'm going to worship you. I'm going to gaze on the beauty of you, Lord. And then he says, Psalm 131, this is how he finishes. O Israel, hope in the Lord. From this time forth and forever. You know why? Because as you gaze in the beauty of God, you go, oh, he's our hope. He's the one who is our mighty deliverer. And you'll go out and you'll testify to everybody else. You'll go from being self-focused and concerned with all the problems to an evangelist who'll go out and say, hey, everybody, hope in God. That's right. Amen. Do you hear what I'm trying to say tonight? That's how you get from being, oh, I'm weighed down with weighty matters, to becoming somebody who'll go and declare the praises of God. You start by taking control of your soul, saying, soul, be quiet. I'm going to close the door. I'm going to get alone with God. This is what I'm made for. That's all. To gaze upon the beauty of God. That's what I'm made for. I'm made to breathe the pure oxygen of heaven. I'm made to dwell in the heavenlies. I'm seated in heavenly places. And then in his light, we see light. We see the truth. We recognize that those things that were troubling us, actually look, my head's been raised up above them. Oh, I feel sorry for them, God. Look who they're coming against. Hey, everybody, you should do what I'm doing. You should hope in him too. He'll do that for you too. And you'll have a testimony to give day by day by day. Amen?